I want to start today's 12-minute talk with a question, John. What's all this uproar about pistol braces?
I haven't paid attention. Pistol braces are gay. imagine having used one ever. No, I'm kidding. Apparently
they are kind of gay.
There's been a couple injunctions where they've if you were a member of certain political organizations or groups, basically that there was like a stay on the order, but now there's like one that is comprehensive that applies to everybody.
They kind of slapped ATF on the hand about their rulemaking a little bit.
Their rulemaking's retarded. That being said, it's like, use your better judgment. Basically, the advisement I got, particularly as it pertains to the store, was like, theoretically, you can, but just use your better judgment. Let other people, like, figure it out first, I guess.
Right. I mean, how long before ATF just fires back with something else?
Man. Yeah, that's... I have no idea. But, you know, I'll give it any amount of credence once manufacturers start shipping with braces again. It's kind of my litmus test.
You have to assume that their sales have gone down off of that dramatically alone. So remember all the freaking pistol brace ARs that we were selling for a while? Then all of a sudden, I mean, people are still buying SBRs or pistols without the brace, but it's nothing like it was before.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, like you said, pistol braces are kind of gay. Let's just be honest. Just SBR.
They're useful for circumnavigating the law.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's stop with the virtue signaling here. what nobody shooting that shit one handed. I mean, okay. I'm going to back up. There was probably 1% of the population who actually needed the pistol brace.
Yeah.
Past that, everybody was like, oh, I got my non-SBR SBR.
The only time anybody ever strapped their arms into an actual brace was when they would put two on, and it was like a joke, like, ha ha. that was me.
I don't know. Interesting, nonetheless, that someone actually stood up to the ATF, regardless of how long it's going to last and what that really looks like.
It's okay. We're going to go to war with Iran now. It doesn't even matter. Nikki Haley requires more military funding.
We should have saved this for another 12-minute talk.
Probably.
But anyways.
All right. Would you mean start the timer?
Yeah. Am I going to have to restart it?
Yeah, no, it's good.
That is not the topic of today's 12-minute talk. The actual topic of today's 12-minute talk is another WTF video. And as you can imagine, it's WTF Ruger. It was funny the other day, some guy on our podcast was like, I think I mentioned doing a WTF Ruger in the 6th arc versus 6th grade. He was like, y'all should hurry up and do your WTF Leopo. And I'm just like,
yeah.
Turns out.
My favorites is when it's late at night and we get, there's a particular commenter who's been cracking me up lately. And it'll just be like, he'll be like zinging across like the entire history, but like comment on this one, comment on that one. I'm like, oh God, you're on a binge, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, it's kind of, it's cool and it's interesting, but then I feel bad because I'm like, I feel like I should put more effort into this.
Maybe you should. Maybe you should, John. So, I know for myself, I have 3 major complaints with Ruger. Now, before I even go down this road, I'll just start out by saying, like, I'm a huge fan of Ruger, in particular the Ruger American line of rifles. They kind of took Savage's barrel nut thing and ran with it, and ran wild with it, and have been super successful with it. Now, since going up on the price, and we're kind of getting into that territory of, I might save a little bit more money and get into a Bagara. Or I might even point you towards a different rifle nowadays, especially being the CBA Cascades are what they are and everything else like that. So, and then CBA just dropped their more compact models that are threaded already. If we're rolling from a I'm going to keep this rifle factory. Oh man, since these gone up, what do they go up, like another $100?
Something like that.
You know, got out of that $400 price range, wiped up into like the near $600 price range, and some of them may be $600. But like getting to that price point, I'm probably gonna push it towards the CBA. And it really just depends on the caliber, because CBA still doesn't do all the calibers that Ruger does. That being said, my first initial complaint is calibers.
Yeah, it seems like it used to always
one in particular.
Like as soon as a new caliber came out, it's like, well, there would be a Ruger American yes. chambered in it.
But for whatever reason, we can't get a gosh damn 6-arc Ruger. They already make 6.5 Grendel, so they got the bolt face. It's 7.62x39. I'm sure that's on the bolt action. I'm sure it's the same bolt face. So my first complaint, biggest complaint, is there is no 6-arc. Primarily because I want one. Now, I have some that I built. Like, in fact, the first 6-arc I had was a Ruger American-based rifle I put together. But Ruger doesn't offer it from the factory. And it just seems like such an easy win to me. I don't know. And I don't understand why. Like, Savage picked it up immediately. Howell's got it. Christian's got it. Proof's got it. Like, we're talking about bolt guns in particular. Ruger's been trying to, it seems as if they've been trying to really step up their AR game, and they don't have a 6-arc yet. It's like, what are we doing here? But I think, you know, especially considering, like, there's multiple different options in the Ruger American Predator family, I guess. Well, they name it differently, but it's kind of the same thing. You have the Ranch, the Predator, the regular Ruger American, the Ruger American that comes in the Magpul stock. You have the Ruger American Go Wild Edition, which is a Cerakoted bronze with a different stock. And then literally have almost every caliber available. Well, they never did a Valkyrie, which I was very upset with. Upset, number one. Number two, 6-arc. Like, why don't we have a 6-arc in Ruger American yet? Because I don't understand it. Like, Savage jumped on it with all their lines, like all from their cheapest, their Axis, all the way up. I believe there's an Axis in 6-arc, all the way up to like their Ultralight, which is a proof barreled. Come on, Ruger. What the fuck, Ruger? But anyways, my next biggest complaint, that's pretty mild, you know. For as great as the Ruger American has been for the monies, you know, they tend to shoot really well. Now, some of that is because they, they chamber the rifles in modern cartridges, and they tend to shoot better, like, across the board. But anyways, my next complaint would be the stock. Jesus Christ, it's time to upgrade stock. Now, I know we're at a price point rifle here. So they cut a lot of money out by giving you a cheap, shitty stock. That's just the reality of the situation. But if you notice, Savage has updated their low cost, which, by the way, the Axis is now cheaper than the Ruger American. You know, not trying to stir up any shit or anything, but they updated the stock on that to have a little bit higher comb. And the model that's just over the Axis, and I don't remember what it's called, has a replacement comb heights for the stock. Of all the stuff Ruger's doing, we're still looking at the same stock ever since the Ruger American has launched. Now, there's some different bottom metal designs. So there was a little bit of change. They had to do some changing to start. Like, the biggest upgrade in the Ruger American line is the fact that they made them start accepting AICS pattern magazines and AR magazines on some of the, like, the 5.56, 6.5 Grendel, 7.62x39. You would think that whilst doing this, some of these rifle manufacturers would realize that people are running modern optics and whatnot, and we're not in the days of open sights anymore. Therefore, the comb height of all these generic rifle stocks is absolutely garbage. Just my opinion. It's time to upgrade the stock. Now, doesn't that necessarily have to make it like anything fancier? Just give us a larger comb height, or I don't know. amongst all your models, do an adjustable comb version. There's several, at this point, there's several manufacturers making stocks for Ruger American because it is so popular. For that, for people just wanting, like, you know, we've seen it for years, especially when they first started getting, like, really popular. I mean, they wasn't when they first come out, when they first started getting really popular, the Ruger American Predators. People that own gun marks and other expensive rifles would still come in and buy one of these to throw in their truck as a ranch gun or their predator hunting rifle, stuff like that, due to the fact that they do shoot well. There is a little bit of an aftermarket for them as far as triggers and stocks and everything else. Why not, you know, put a little bit more towards, like, as far as, like, R&D or, you know, change up the stock, which, I mean, maybe from their standpoint, they're like, oh, we're making plenty of money. There's no need to change anything. I don't know. It'd be interesting to know their thought process on this, in particular, why there's no six arc, and in particular, why all these manufacturers won't update the comb height. You know, I just don't understand it. I really don't understand it. My biggest complaint is the stock. And I get it. The stock has to be cheap. And like I said before, but you could still make a cheap stock that has either the inserts for the, you know, different comb heights, like their, what's their bolt action 22 called? Is that the Ruger American 22? I don't remember. It's basically like the bolt action 22, but it has,
I think so,
this crazy system for the stock that you can adjust the comb height, but yet we couldn't get this on the Ruger American Predators or the Ranch. The Ranches are probably my favorite because they're typically 16-inch barrels, you know, especially going suppressed. But anyways, huge complaint. What the fuck, Ruger? I mean, come on. This is an open sight. Let's update our comb heights here. And my complaint, my last complaint, is the bolt. Now, if you were able to get like an early generation Ruger American, or if you're looking to particularly maybe build a more budget rifle yourself and you're going to use a Ruger American action, which a lot of people would be like, I would never. The reality of the situation is trigger aftermarket isn't that great, but you can get a Timney. But the reality of the situation is, like, them bolts are pretty hardy, pretty chonky, pretty heavy duty. There are aftermarket options to make it better as far as like a bolt handle and stuff like that. I can't remember the name of that company. Anarchy Outdoors has the different bolt handles, bolt shrouds, caulking pieces to make it a little bit smoother and better. And plus, some people say, like, if you run a bunch, they might break. I've never had one break, and I've burned out several Ruger Americans. But anyways, like, the aftermarket accessories are out there. And if you had like a Gen 1, I'm going to call it Gen 1, Ruger American, the ones that just rotary box magazine weren't even threaded, those are probably the best and smoothest bolts, in my opinion. I mean, I've owned several different versions. I mean, this is one of many that are still in our test rifle for Allied Munitions. When they swamped, this is getting really nitpicky, but whatever, for a, you know, cheap rifle, but when they swamped to doing AICS and AR magazines in their stocks, which was a good idea, for whatever reason, I mean, well, I'd say that. I know why they had to do it. They started putting these weird cuts on the bolts, and that was basically so they'd feed property and all that kind of stuff. It made the bolts, like, I don't know, way more wonky, and, like, you know, Gen 1 Ruger American, like, the action, and for as rough as it was machined, it would still run good. Because it's a pretty heavy bolt, three lug design. I believe it's a 70 degree bolt throw, which is, these are all great attributes. And through testing lots and lots of ammo and then testing high pressure ammo and whatnot, still to this day, the only one I haven't gotten to mess up is Ruger American. Now, that's a different subject for a different day. But so those bolts, pretty smooth, especially at the cost price point. But when they put these cuts in the bolt to accept these magazines, it just feels like you're trying to run a square peg in a round hole. And I get why they did it. Probably that way it cost them the least amount as far as like machining procedures and stuff like that. But the reality is, like, I don't know. I think we should go back to the board and maybe relook at our bottom metal, because there's several other rifles out there. Now, they are a magazine that's different. Like, that takes a different situation. But regular AICS, there's several rifles out there that run just fine off of AICS pattern magazine. They just need to redesign their bottom metal. But, you know, we are fans of the Ruger Bagger, just as we're fans of Leopold, just as we're going to be fans of anything we do a WTF video to. But there's a lot of things that, like, we're not the only ones feeling this way. There's a company that I know that they do custom KDX cheek pads. Literally, they almost all their sales are for Ruger Americans. Now, I'd hate to put him, like, lose some of his business for him, but at the end of the day, like, everybody ends up either with a shitty cheek weld, i.e. a chin weld, or doing something to the stock, going with an updated stock, or doing some of those KDX cheek pads. And come on, Ruger. Six arc, update the stock, maybe do something about that new bolt design. I'm just not a huge fan of it. But anyways, oh, we're out of time, huh?
Yeah, I was counting you down.
Oh, I was wondering what the hell you're doing. That's pretty much it for this one. Be sure and go check out AllyMunitions.com, or if you're in Midland, go by Ally Outdoors. Anything to add, John?
No.
No. We'll see you guys next time.